two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499. Oh,
thank you.
Realize you're not there. MutinyRadio.fm is where you're tuned into. Flat Black Plastic is the show.
direct correlation between the same. Thank you.
Francisco. Spark.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with that information, people? And I try to not even engage in the shit, and my brother, who is equally as intelligent, is sitting across from her, and he actually starts to argue with her. It's like, well, why don't you get, like, a snapping turtle? And she's like, I don't want a snapping turtle. It might try to bite me. And I feel like I'm refereeing a boxing match at the Special Olympics. And my aunt, who actually has special needs, is in the kitchen making a hand sandwich. And true story. Can't make this shit up. And she takes a big bite and goes, you motherfuckers are retarded. It's a true story. Can't make this shit up. So I'm sure you guys would have guessed by now. Naturally, I'm a middle school teacher. Yes. So by day, molding young minds. By night, on the hunt for Red October. That's a big black sub full of semen. Ooh. Ooh, I'll take some ooze. I'll take some ooze. Ooze are better than silence, bitches. Preferably driven by Denzel Washington. Even if Gene Hackman's there. Watching, I don't give a fuck. So, you movie buffs, you are dying right now. Fucking nerds. So I'm in my classroom, and the fact that I'm gay gets brought up the other day, or at least I thought it was. And you see, my school is broken up. Each grade is broken up into teams, and they're named after colleges, and I teach all the grades. So one of my sixth graders stands up, and he's like, Mr. Mack, what team are you on? Right? She had the correct reaction, people. That audible gasp is what I did, and my asshole puckered. And I confess, people, I went to a fucking dark place. For just a moment, I'm like, what fucking Jesus freak parent set this little shit up for this? I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm not going down like that. I'm not a fucking punk. Locking that door. I'm donkey punching one of these bitches at a time. Taking two of the Spanish-speaking mijos. We're hopping in my fucking Scion. One to use as collateral, one to translate. We're halfway to fucking Mexico. Before these little shits come to, or anybody realizes what's fucking going on. I know. And then reality set in, I calmed down, and I realized, fuck, he means what team I'm on, and they don't realize that I teach all the teams, so I go, well, I'm just being silly. I'm like, well, what team do you think I'm on? And they go, you're a bear! Which amongst my people, I am a bear, a little fake corn-fed, a little fur, I'm a bear. So I start shitting myself laughing, and as a result, they think they guessed it. So one by one, 40 of these little bastards pops up and goes, you are a bear! We got it! Mr. Mack is a bear! He's a bear! And again, this is a true story, and fuck, if I ever make it big, I'm going to lose my job over this anyway. So I just go with it, and I'm like, fuck, I was like, you know what? I am a bear. We're all bears. And you know what we should do? One weekend out of every summer, we should all get together with just other bears and just lounge around. Go up to the river and just only hang out with other bears and just be super lazy. I mean, gee, we could call it Lazy Bear Weekend. Those fuckers lost their shit. Yes! And I can make this up. The other sixth grade team, the Oregon Beavers. So I said, absolutely no beavers allowed. wet? Here. Smelly? And they still are wood!
Obviously, there's the clap break. Wow, funny guy. Hey! She's here!
I'm here, yay!
So you had to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get some BC.
Is it because you're sicky? You got to get the special.
Oh, well, I got birth control, but I am still feeling a little bit ill.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to go to the doctor for. I will
Well, you were already there. Don't you just say,
doctor, I should say.
But she didn't. She's a regular doctor, too. She wasn't like, oh, are you okay? You get a little stuffy in your throat or whatever.
Well,
she didn't even say.
She could only give me, like, birth control.
They're doctors. They can give you anything.
Not with the insurance I have.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the fun stuff. But yeah. So it's sick season. So everybody's
sick. Yeah, everybody's gone.
Right now.
Well, I actually, I'm going to go burn it out of myself. I leave on Sunday to go to Mexico. For 10 days. Yeah, 10 days. And I learned that Cabo San Lucas actually is sunny 320 days out of the year, average. So I'm really hoping that it's like super sunny and awesome. And
gonna,
if it's not, I honestly don't give a fuck.
You're not going to wear a lot of clothes. That's cool.
No, I don't think I'm wearing a lot of clothes.
And the good thing is, you know, you'll be well by the time you get on the flight.
Right. Well, and I did this thing where Virgin does this new thing where you can bid for an upgrade. So I did this. I didn't tell Jonathan. He hasn't listened to the show anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I put in a bid to get bumped up to first class on our way back. So, but I only bid $150 a ticket. That's the least you can bid. You can bid from from $150 to $255. Which is less than the upgrade anyway, but I'm not going to spend more than $150. So if they accept the bid, they'll charge me. But if they don't accept the bid, they don't charge me. So it's no big deal. Like, I can't lose anything. But if we get chosen and we get to be in first class on the way home,
it'll be
the best. Like, it's a 2.5-hour flight. Jonathan would freak out. It'll be like my Christmas present to him.
Free champagne.
Like, free all this stuff.
All this stuff.
And we don't want to do it on the way there because we're going to be so excited and we wouldn't care anyways. But on the way back, if we're just like, you know,
tired and lounging.
Right. And we get to be in first class and on stuff. It would be amazing. So I'm really hoping, fingers crossed,
man,
that Virgin America. Because then how many, headphones can I bring back?
Exactly. you know what? That's usually what I do too when I fly them. They're my favorite airline.
Absolutely.
They really are. And that first class, ooh.
I've never been, neither one of us has ever flown first class. So if it happens, I'm going to be super stoked.
Dude, you're going to live like kings and queens for those 2 hours.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And the chairs are like really big and comfortable.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see if I get it. And it is, for me, it's like a kind of a crazy, like $150 a ticket. What would you want to do that? But the flight was so cheap. I mean, the tickets were only like $150 anyways.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I know. That's why. So this is when we like to go out of town every year, and it's called Moss Thanks. It's the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas where Virgin American flights are the cheapest. So last year we went and visited his sister
New York.
New Jersey things. And then this year we're going to go to Los Cabos. And so I'm super stoked.
Where are you guys staying?
At an Airbnb that I found that has like a saltwater pool, and we have our own private like balcony area, and it's this big. I'm really excited. There's a big kitchen that's like a group kitchen, but I don't know if other people are going to be there or not. It's like a bunch of cabanas that are in this one like group or whatever. So I have no idea how it's going to be. But the pictures look amazing, and I'm just like, I'm so excited.
I'm so jelly. So,
yeah,
and you're going to be gone for a week, right?
10 days.
10 days.
So I'm actually going to be missing 2 AltaCasts. So it's up to you if you would like to do them.
It is up to me.
It's up to you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Completely up to you. If you don't want to do it, no big deal. We can take a 2-week break. If you want to do it, great. Whatever you
Which
want.
Means I won't be seeing. Well, I leave on the 18th, so I will
oh,
see
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah. You'll see
I'll
me.
I'll see you.
Yeah, because I'm back on the 13th. I'm not like leaving forever.
Though
it's
you
only
probably
10
will
days.
Want to stay yeah. forever.
Well, I mean, kind of, but I'm in a. I mean, things are so crazy with the festival. I just won't. I'm going to come back and hit the ground running. It's going to be like, okay, just work, 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 work. Get it all just all the ducks in a row to just launch in January with all the PR and stuff. And Steve Poggi's on his way here on a plane. Yay. He actually wanted me to tell you something. So I have
Steve
to
Poggi.
I have to
Old Dumb Face.
Old Dumb Face comes in today at like 4:15 as plane lands. And he wrote me a text and he's like, I got through the airport and security in 4 minutes. He's like, a fucking doctor. Okay, so this is what he said. He said, got through airport security in 4 minutes like a goddamn doctor. My flight is going to land 4:45, some whatever. Uber, Bart, blah, blah, blah. Now here's what he says about tell LaToya the one time I'm fucking flying, we might be delayed because cocksucking Trump came to the St. Charles Convention Center.
Oh, man.
Basically 7 minutes from my house.